This week, there will be nearly 30 vigils, protests, demonstrations, prayer vigils against the death penalty throughout Florida. Here in the Tampa Bay area, we have two. In Pinellas County, it will be a demonstration at the corner of 49th Street and Ulmerton Road. There's always a group there on the evening of an execution. That'll be from 4:30 to 5:30. We allow for darkness. And in Sarasota, there will be one beginning at 5:30 at St. Andrew United Church of Christ, 6908 in Beneva Road in Sarasota. This is really, it's almost an invisible network, widespread network of people who oppose this. There was an article in the last couple of days in the Tampa Bay Times about the number of Catholics who are against the death penalty and actively against the death penalty. That may be one of the best kept secrets about the Catholic Church, that they officially oppose the death penalty. But those of us who are active against the death penalty know that there is a widespread network throughout the state of people who want to end this practice.
And the execution that's coming up this week is Johnny Shane Cormandy. Is there some sort of question about his guilt?
Yeah, there are a couple of things about the Cormandy execution. First of all, Governor Scott has chosen the birthday of Dr. King to execute this man, which seems, I don't know if he doesn't know that that's the birthday, doesn't care. I mean, we remember the controversy over Pam Bondi's fundraiser on an execution date. The other thing is that there is some serious doubt as to whether Cormandy is even guilty of murder. One of his accomplices got a life sentence for testifying against him. He has recanted, and the other witness has said, yes, Cormandy did not do it. And so Governor Scott in the state of Florida may very well be executing an innocent man on Thursday. And that's something that's gotten the attention of Amnesty International, as well as domestic death penalty opponents. If listeners want more information on the death penalty, or if they want to find out a list of actions and around the state of various sorts, they can go to fadp.org, Floridians for Alternatives to the Death Penalty.org. Again, that's fadp.org. And that website will give you fact sheets. It'll give you a list of activities. It'll give you testimony of wardens and former death row inmates who are innocent. We lead the nation in innocent people released from death row, 25 people. I've met several of them. That really changes your view of the death penalty when you're talking with a man that the state of Florida wanted to kill who had done absolutely nothing. That really helps you to become dedicated to ending this.